This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
November 20th, the year is 2020. That's 11-20-2020. Alex Jones here on the road. I was just at the Georgia Guidestones. I'm about to enter back into Atlanta, and we're going to be demonstrating again at the Capitol building for several hours today with the protesters. More and more have been arriving. As most of you know, Georgia did exactly what Trump and Giuliani predicted. They ran the recount the exact same way. That's not what the president asked for. He asked for the signatures to be verified. He asked for investigations into all the missing ballots that have now been confirmed. But the fight is far from over. They were going to certify the key Michigan election in Detroit until it turned out the people that were being threatened to certify it went public. The great news is the president met, we now learned yesterday, with the leaders of the Republican House and Senate there in Michigan, and that's really got the Democrats and their fraudsters in the deep state scared, because this has all been illegitimate. And when there's proof of fraud, there's massive proof of fraud, it's got to be the legislatures that call emergency sessions. That's why we've been in Georgia pushing for an emergency session to be called. We don't know if the governor's going to certify today or tomorrow. It was the same bureaucrats and rhino Republicans that have said that the recount yesterday did show basically the same numbers. Trump gained some votes, but it's at about 13,000 votes now, more for Biden. Remember, Trump was way ahead until days and days after they had frozen the election that night and then found all of these magic ballots. It's also been confirmed that tens of thousands of ballots are not creased. They've not been folded. They've not been in a machine. They've not been in an envelope. And a perfect machine on the Scantrons has bubbled them in. But again, CNN stonewalls and says over and over and over again, along with all the other corporate establishment media, that there is no fraud, there is no proof, there's nothing happening. But now CNN has the headlines of, you should be scared, you should be concerned, there's danger, what Trump's doing with the legislatures. Yeah, because you've been caught with your fraud, just like Russiagate, just like Ukrainegate, just like everything else. And if the establishment corporate media can't hoodwink people into buying their gaslighting, their mass hoax, then that's game over for them. So Trump has a duty, not just a right, to stand up to this fraud and say no to it. I'm not going to go back over all the numbers, but he won bigger in the battleground states than he did 4 years ago until they quit the counting. And remember what happened in Atlanta. Oh, at 10:30 at night, a water main broke. So for 4 hours, they had to stop counting. The truth is they put cardboard over the windows. There's video of this, and continue to count, running Joe Biden ballots through three times apiece, the same ballot, until they were able to go past Trump. And where were they counting those? Inside the CNN center, where they set up the vote counting. You cannot make up the irony. CNN doesn't just steal the truth from us. They steal our birthright, our heritage. I've been all over Atlanta. There's Trump signs all over the place in Atlanta. You don't even see Biden signs. When you're outside Atlanta, it's all you see is Trump signs. And everybody I talk to is saying the same thing. You know, how is it that Trump did twice as good with Hispanic Americans, three times better than he did with Black Americans just 4 years ago? But they're to tell us to believe that white males went against the president, and that's magically how this happened. Yeah, you mean a bunch of old, dead white people? Some of which have been dead for 100 years, 80 years, tens of thousands of them. It's all admitted. But CNN and others say there's no proof. Gaslighting. We're going to go to break, come back. Owen Schroyer is going to be here. I want to comment on Tucker Carlson, what he had to say last night about Sidney Powell and more. But remember, InfoWars is the light of liberty. It's actually exploding under this crisis. There's people know with the censorship, the one place to find the real dental analysis is Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video. We'll be right back with the side of this break. Please stay with us, Paul Revere's, and please spread the word.
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the heroes sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on Infowars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Build Back Better, The Great Reset, Agenda 21. Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday broadcast. Owen Schroyer is set to take over from Austin, Texas, here in a few minutes. John Kerry has joined the Canadian Prime Minister, the British Prime Minister, the German Chancellor, oh, and a whole bunch of other European presidents in just the last 24 hours coming out and saying COVID is the Great Reset to make populist nations like the UK with Brexit and the United States be punished for what we did so that we submit to them. Isn't that the most incredible thing ever? Go read the articles with direct links to John Kerry and Justin Trudeau and Boris Johnson and Angela Merkel and two other EU presidents. Go read it. Just last night and today, shooting their demonic, filthy, murdering, scumbag mouths off. They're attacking us. This is 21st century war. It's called siege. And they've got all these people trained now, 10 months into this, and never take the mask off, and now they're getting ready for lockdown too. That will put us into a depression and kill the third world. They talk about Great Reset ending poverty. Yeah, it'll end poverty. It's killing people. The UN even admits it. The very ones doing it admit, give us billions more, so now we got to feed everybody in Africa and places that are starving to death because they've cut the damn economies off. Because here, you lose your job, you just live on welfare, and then end up losing your house. But in places like Africa, you starve to death. And that's where we're buying produce. The biggest producers are flowers. All that stuff that is a non-essential economy is essential to them, and they die. Think about being called non-essential. But it all hides in plain view with a bunch of simpering leftists, because the left in this country, liberals in this country, have totally abandoned all their morals and everything else. And they're also a bunch of useful idiots. The average leftist is even being more severely hurt by the lockdowns and the shutdowns and their cult-like subservience, but they don't care. Because they think by going along with mainstream media and supporting endless wars and all the corruption that they're somehow the good guys and they're the resistance. You're not woke. You're not the resistance. You're the problem. Now, I want to play a clip of Tucker Carlson talking about Sidney Powell last night, one of the lawyers on Trump's team, and the fact that in the last week he's requested many, many times that they give him the proof and that she has not given him the proof of the algorithm manipulation that she says is going on. Now, I have some comments on this, but first, let's play a few minutes of what Tucker Carlson had to say last night, and I'll come back and give you the actual breakdown. Stay with us.
By former prosecutor Sidney Powell, who has also served as General Mike Flynn's lawyer. For more than a week, Powell has been all over conservative media with the following story. This election was stolen by a collection of international leftists who manipulated vote tabulating software in order to flip millions of votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. The other day on television, Powell said of Trump that when the fraud is finally uncovered, quote, I think we'll find he had at least 80 million votes. In other words, rigged software stole about 7 million votes in this election. Here's some of what Powell said today about the software.
One of its most characteristic features is its ability to flip votes. It can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down in the states they shut down in.
That was a few hours ago, but Sidney Powell has been saying similar things for days. On Sunday night, we texted her after watching one of her segments. What Powell was describing would amount to the single greatest crime in American history. Millions of votes stolen in a day. Democracy destroyed. The end of our centuries-old system of self-government. Not a small thing. Now, to be perfectly clear, we did not dismiss any of it. We don't dismiss anything anymore, particularly when it's related to technology. We've talked to too many Silicon Valley whistleblowers. We've seen too much. After 4 years, this may be the single most open-minded show on television. We literally do UFO segments, not because we're crazy or even been interested in the subject, but because there is evidence that UFOs are real and everyone lies about it. There's evidence that a lot of things that responsible people used to dismiss out of hand as ridiculous are in fact real. And we don't care who mocks it. The louder the Yale Political Science Department and the staff of the Atlantic magazine scream, conspiracy theory, the more interested we tend to be. That's usually a sign you're over the target. A lot of people with impressive sounding credentials in this country are frauds. They have no idea what they're doing. They're children posing as authorities. And when they're caught, they lie and then they blame you for it. We see that every day. It's the central theme of this show and will continue to be. So that's a long way of saying we took Sidney Powell seriously. We had no intention of fighting with her. We've always respected her work. We simply wanted to see the details. How could you not want to see them? So we invited Sidney Powell on the show. We would have given her the whole hour. We would have given her the entire week, actually, and listened quietly the whole time at rapt attention. That's a big story. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her. When we checked with others around the Trump campaign, people in positions of authority, they told us Powell has never given them any evidence either, nor did she provide any today at the press conference. Powell did say that electronic voting is dangerous, and she's right. We're with her there. But she never demonstrated that a single actual vote was moved illegitimately by software from one candidate to another. Not one. So why are we telling you this? We're telling you this because it's true. And in the end, that's all that matters. The truth. It's our only hope. It's our best defense. And it's how we're different from them. We care what's true. And we know you care too. That's why we told you. Maybe Sidney Powell will come forward soon with details on exactly how this happened and precisely who did it. Maybe she will. We are certainly hopeful that she will. What happened with the vote counting this month and at the polling places in Detroit and the polling places in Philadelphia and so much else actually matters. It matters no matter who you voted for. It matters whether or not you think this election is already over. Until we know the answers to those questions conclusively and we can agree on them, this country will not be united.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Tucker Carlson last night, the number one rated show on primetime news television. When we come back from this upcoming break, Alex Jones is going to dive deeper into what all of this means. And, of course, the electronic voting machines and the evidence that Sidney Powell is going to have to come up with. And then some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on. I think, quite frankly, and I've been saying this, this is going to be the toughest legal challenge for Trump's team, and it's going to be proving that the voting machines were rigged. And you already have Dominion backing out of testifying in Pennsylvania today. The headline on the Gateway Pundit is Dominion voting system backs out from testifying before Pennsylvania State House Committee. What are they hiding? The Pennsylvania House Republicans made a statement. Representative Dawn Kiefer, 14 counties use the Dominion voting system software. We trust the workers in our polling places and in our counties, but what we don't know is the role of third-party companies, and when they rescind their participation in our hearing, we're left wondering why. And so they're recounting in Wisconsin, they're recounting in Georgia, but they're recounting the fake votes. And you can't recount votes that are just numbers and data on a computer, on a database, and you don't actually have a paper record. So this is a near impossible challenge. These rigged voting machines have been used around the world for decades. They've mastered their craft. Can Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, Joe DiGenova, Lynn Wood, and others slay this beast, slay these rigged elections that happen worldwide with Dominion voting systems and Smartmatic? This is a final level battle for the United States of America, for democracy, and for our republic. And Alex Jones breaks it all down on the other side of this short break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Personally, just say I've been friends with Tucker Carlson for 10 years. He listens to my show. I listen to his show. I think he's got some of the best guests, the best analysis, and the most courage of anybody on mainstream television or even radio, for that matter, other than InfoWars. And I understand why he's frustrated with Sidney Powell, one of Trump's main lawyers and looking into fraud, because he offered her the whole show, 45 minutes of airtime, minus the commercials. And she responded back, oh, I can't just go on for 5 minutes. I would need more time to present my truth, and I'm too busy investigating what's going on. Well, here's the problem with that. He did offer you an hour, and the press conference you did didn't get covered by the media because they're shutting you out. You would have had one of the biggest audiences in media out there for you and Giuliani to go on his show. All you have to do is provide him with the proof of the algorithm. Now, that said, there is proof of the algorithm. The problem is, Sidney Powell is not a mathematician, she's not a software engineer, she's not a statistician. And there are a whole group, four different groups. I've talked to Trump's lawyers, people that are right here in Georgia, high level. There are four corporate groups that have scanned and looked at the vote anomalies in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and several other states. And it is basically the exact same shaving of numbers and manipulation that is statistically impossible. They simply need to present the information that those groups have garnered, the software engineers have found, and give it to Tucker Carlson. Anyone with their own eyeball can see that as soon as they close the polls prematurely in Georgia, in Michigan, other areas, that instead of a organic circle or curve, it went straight up for Biden in all those states. So that's what the computers are picking up. And I've interviewed Bev Harris and all the other experts about Dominion, about all these software companies that have been banned in most states. My God, it's famous how they've been caught. It's famous how they put patches on the day before the election and weird groups were breaking in. But it's so complex that judges don't understand it, the general public doesn't understand it, and lawyers like Powell doesn't understand it. They're sitting there collating this and going over it, and they're waiting too long to present it. It needs to be given as the raw data to people like Tucker Carlson, myself, and others. Now, I'll give you another wrinkle in this. I was talking to one of the top lawyers that speaks to Trump daily. Trump has agreed for over a week that trying to go after algorithms and the voting machines is something that the public just doesn't understand. But what we do understand is law about signature verification. Now, you've got to have signature verification if you show up in person, but not supposedly, according to these agreements that were made by governors outside of law, outside of legislature, in the states. And so in Georgia and other areas, they weren't verifying the signatures. They weren't even looking at them. That's the violation of law. And bare minimum, there needs to be a new election in the six states that showed the anomaly. Hell, it needs to be in California, too. The judge ruled Newsom illegally said mail-in ballots had to be 100% in many counties and said that signatures could be waived. So that's the reality. And I understand Tucker Carlson's frustration. And I understand him putting Powell on the spot. And Powell's response is not good. But let me tell you, there is evidence with the algorithms. It is a reality. It is a fact. So we'll be covering all this more today. I was just at the Georgia Guidestones. We taped a report that will be aired later in the show. Owen Shorter is about to take over with all the latest news on the other side of this break. I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers, because regardless, we're going to continue fighting the globalist takeover. This is America under war, a new type of war, a globalist corporate Chi-Com war. And the sooner people figure that out, the better we're going to be able to turn this around. Because it's only going to get worse until people wake up and stop complying with the overblown hoax that is COVID-19. Top epidemiologists coming out saying it's basically not even as bad as the flu, that it's hysteria, that it's going to kill tens of millions by starvation. All of that is now confirmed, and the globalists and the left admit that they are punishing populist and nationalist countries with this for daring to try to be free. Just like the British put us under blockades in our Revolutionary War, the same damn thing's happening. As long as we recognize this as an attack and resist it and say no, we will win. If we roll over, we'll be slaves. Back to Owen Schroer in a live broadcast on 11-20-2020.
Let's real quickly go to Sidney Powell's response with Maria Bartiromo this morning.
All right, Sidney, I want you to respond to what Tucker Carlson said last night, Sidney. I don't know if you watched it, but Tucker Carlson said that he had invited you on his show to share evidence of the software flipping votes, and he said you got angry and refused to provide evidence for your claims of voting software flipping votes. How do you respond to Tucker Carlson? Did you get angry with the show because they texted you and asked you to please provide evidence of what you're alleging?
No, I didn't get angry with the request to provide evidence. In fact, I sent an affidavit to Tucker that I had not even attached to a pleading yet to help him understand the situation. And I offered him another witness who could explain the mathematics and statistical evidence far better than I can. I'm not really a numbers person. But he was very insulting, demanding, and rude, and I told him not to contact me again in those terms.
Now, quite frankly, I think that this is irrelevant and maybe even a little bit petty bickering that's happening here. I don't understand why Sidney Powell would reveal her evidence, quite frankly. Why would Sidney Powell reveal all of her evidence before it gets to court? I don't know a single lawyer that's getting ready for a major court battle that would do that and then give the defense a chance to preemptively respond or prepare an argument against the evidence you're about to bring forward. So I don't understand that, and Sidney Powell has actually provided tons of evidence, many which is available to the public, and then about 10 sworn affidavits of people swearing to what she's saying. So I don't know why she would reveal her evidence before the court. It gets to the Supreme Court potentially, so I don't really understand that. A couple other anecdotal pieces of information here before we come back and are rejoined by Alex Jones. In 2012, President Trump tweeted out that he believes the voting machines were rigged and were flipping votes from Romney to Obama. So Trump has known about this. This has been on Trump's radar. Now, whether he thinks that that is the biggest thing to look at or signatures or the mail-in ballots or all of it, we know all the different angles that they're using for the theft. I think the voting machines have to be target number one. I don't think they can even get enough mail-in ballots with fake signatures to beat Trump. They needed the electronic voting machines. They needed those rig jobs. So I think that's target number one. Now be careful. These stories that are surfacing about seizures of hard drives in Germany that are allegedly, I guess it's called Seidel, that are harboring information that gets transferred, harboring vote data that gets transferred in the voting process from America to Germany to Spain, and then I guess back to America for the results. Very suspicious. Be very weary. Be very weary about this story claiming that the FBI or someone went in and raided those servers. Let me tell you something right now. If it was the FBI or the CIA, it's game over. They've got the evidence. It's gone. Forget about it. The FBI is not on our side. The CIA is not on our side. I'm debating whether the Department of Justice is on our side. So if the CIA or the FBI or someone actually went in there and got those hard drives, it's gone, folks. It's gone. That's not a good thing. Alex Jones on the other side.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that we were under globalist control, and the traitors in both parties that sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault, and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete their police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world, to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points up 60% off InfoWarsStore.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's a very important article on InfoWars.com that everyone needs to read. It's about sleepy Joe Biden. Biden claims support for national shutdown was hypothetical. Just like shutting down fracking and oil and gas was hypothetical, even though Obama basically did that. And now he's saying, oh, he didn't mean it when he said he'd, quote, listen to the scientists if they said it and shut it down. He says he's going to shut some things down, but it's going to be calibrated so that he can shut the virus down. That's called doublespeak. The globalists want to shut us down, to bankrupt us, to get us into debt, to control us. They want everybody on welfare. That's their stated Cloward-Piven plan. And now They know Trump isn't conceding. They know the evidence of fraud's coming out. They know Americans know that he's totally unpopular, a.k.a. Biden. And that the fact that they understand he plans to put us back under total lockdown is energizing the public to resist that much more. And that's why Biden is so incredibly concerned. And that's why it's so important that you tell everyone you know that they now admit the Great Reset and Build Back Better is an admitted UN, global government, IMF, World Bank plan to selectively shut down Western nations so communist China can be dominant and the Western companies that have invested in China will be able to take over the world markets. This is a power grab, a vertical integration, a depopulation operation, and it is war. Repeat, this is war. This is discrimination. This is out of control. This is fraud. Go read it for yourself. Joe Biden couldn't get elected to the school board. Joe Biden's been a failure his whole life. Joe Biden has been a scam artist his whole life. Joe Biden is a communist Chinese agent and has been caught on record. Even if he won the election, which he clearly didn't, he is illegitimate. They said Trump was a Russian agent with no proof and tried to remove him. Ladies and gentlemen, then he said that he was meddling in Ukraine illegally. He wasn't. We have Joe Biden and his son on the Chinese communist payroll. We have them with the electronic voting machines and the massive algorithmic fraud that does show up in all the numbers. And there's no way this person can be seen as the president. The globalists are arrogant, they're disconnected, and they have bitten off more than they can chew. Back to Owen Schroyer. I'll be reporting live from the Capitol coming up here in Georgia as we battle to try to stop the governor from certifying the fraudulent election. You already heard it's been certified. It's not true. The state level that re-ran the tabulation, running the same scam over again, has said it's certified, even though they found a bunch of new votes for Trump. We're calling for the legislature to be called in to do a real investigation. That's the constitutional angle. And Trump's also moving to get the legislature of Michigan to do it. And they've come out and said they found massive fraud at the Detroit level. And they have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits in dozens of counties. It's absolutely insane. They locked them up. They kicked the watchers out from Georgia to Pennsylvania to Michigan. This is so incredibly obvious, just like all the other frauds, all the other scams that the globalists have run. And now they're so desperate to legitimize the mainstream media, to legitimize the Democrats, to protect themselves from the prosecution they would go under for selling America out, not just Biden, but Obama and the Bushes and the Clintons. That's why the whole power structure has been endorsing Joe Biden and the foreign corporations and the communist Chinese, because they're the establishment, and Trump and the American people together are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back into the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Alex Jones is on the road in Atlanta, Georgia. He will be at the state capitol. In fact, I believe he's at the state capitol right now. And then, of course, tomorrow is the big rally in Atlanta, Georgia. I predict that Trump-supporting American patriots will essentially surround the Capitol building there in downtown Atlanta. Of course, this is a nationwide demonstration. People are going to their state capitals at noon every Saturday as part of this Stop the Steal demonstration. I'm also hearing major groups are organizing for another Million MAGA March on December 12th. I will be at the state capitol in Austin, Texas tomorrow at noon. Join me. People say, hey, well, you know, don't you know Trump won Texas? What are you doing? No, this is a United States of America protect our elections movement. This is a everyone has to get involved. Sure, they're trying to steal Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, but they're stealing our democracy. They're stealing our vote as a nation. So, yes, everybody must get involved. I want to go to another video showing the complete voter fraud. And now you have Barack Obama making threats on national TV that I have a feeling is going to majorly backfire on him. So we'll have that coming up. But an individual who's getting retweeted by President Trump has put out multiple graphs of Wisconsin and Michigan, basically highlighting what I highlighted on the Stop the Steal caravan, except really going into detail and showing the complete fraud when they get tranches and boxes and boxes and boxes of votes, mail-in ballots, magically hundreds of thousands, all for Biden and only Biden. Nothing suspicious about that. And then he magically wins Wisconsin and Michigan. It's Justin Hart who's put all this out. Trump has retweeted it. This is all publicly available information, including a young individual who went and looked at the open data for the election results in Pennsylvania and just on his own research found what appear to be about 100,000 illegal votes, all for Joe Biden. Again, this is all publicly available information. Tucker Carlson can go find this if he wants. Here is the actual Pennsylvania open data that show very mysterious patterns in the Pennsylvania votes coming in late at night. Again, this guy just went and analyzed the data. Here's what he found out.
The following information is straight from the PA.gov website and has almost 3.1 million entries. I exported all that information into an Excel sheet, but I was cut off at about 1 million rows, so keep in mind we're working with one-third of the whole data set. So the first thing I did was create a column to see if any ballots were mailed out by the government the same day that they were received, filled out through the mail by the voter. Turns out about 11,000 were filled out by the voter and returned back to the government the same day the government mailed them out to the voter. I then created a column to see if there were any applications that were approved by the government, mailed out by the government, received by their voter, and then filled out by the voter and mailed back to the government on the same day. And there were 8,205 cases of that. And lastly, I created a column to see if there were any ballots that were received through the mail, filled out before they were even mailed out by the government. There were 7,403 cases of that.
Pause the screen to read each definition of the columns. If anyone's able to make sense of these numbers without saying it's fraud, please let me know in the comments.
Now, you have to multiply those data sets by three because you only had one-third of the actual data. And when it comes out to it, it's about 80,000 mail-in ballots that seem fake because of these dates not adding up. And it's all right there, publicly available, about 100,000 votes provided magically with data, some of them dated that's literally impossible unless you have time travelers voting. I guess you have dead people voting for Biden, so I guess time travelers will too. And then you have mail-in ballots coming in and getting received and counted on the same day too. By the way, we do have clips of Biden who spoke today in Delaware. He's just as bad as he ever was, folks. He can't even think. He can't talk. He can't read a teleprompter. It's a total embarrassment. But this is where we're at. So we'll have that coming up too, as well as a threat that Obama made to President Trump, which I think, quite frankly, the odds are that this happens to you, Obama. Happen to know some Navy SEALs, some currently, some that are out. I don't know a single one that liked you. So, yeah. Oh, and by the way, you're not the commander-in-chief, bucko. Never forget that, folks. The commander-in-chief is still Donald J. Trump. Is that the wild card? Or is that the ace card? Or is that the Trump card? This is the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Owen Schroyer, filling in for Alex Jones. We'll have more from Alex coming up on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When people build temples, when powerful groups come together and etch their commandments into stone and then put billions and billions of dollars into a project over decade after decade, you know it's their true love. We're here at the birthplace of the modern depopulation movement, spearheaded by Ted Turner and then, of course, Bill Gates. We're here a few hours outside Atlanta, Georgia, to the north, at a place where Ted Turner's great-grandmother was from. And they built this monument calling for forced depopulation of the planet and one world government. And here we are 30 years later. And it's not the planning stages, the beta stages anymore. Now they've dropped the hammer, now inside of it. So look at this archetypal image. First, look at the shadows. Plato, 2,300 plus years ago, the modern father of eugenics and so much more, saying there's too many people, we need to depopulate because humans are crushing the breast of Mother Earth. And then Malthus, 270 years ago, 250 years ago, saying we should kill the poor, we should spread disease, and we should pack them into tiny little coffin-like apartments in London. There's too many people. This is the excuse of the elites to rule over the population. And then you had the social Darwinists at the turn of the last century, 1900, and the robber barons. And that was only a shadow. See, that was all just the beginning. That was all the testing. And we were there showing you the shape of their plans, showing you the books they wrote, the quotes they put out about depopulation. Prince Philip, Prince Charles, all saying we need to cut the world economy off, we need less consumption. And they said 10 years ago in the Rockefeller Foundation, Operation Lockstep, we'll use a global threat of a virus to kill civilization and collapse the third world and collapse the first world. And now we're told it never ends. So all of that was the buildup to where we are, moving from Plato, right here, 2,000 plus years ago, over the ages, all the slavery, all the wars, and all the way up in time, 550 years ago, we finally have the Renaissance and real Christian ideas and egalitarianism to build up humanity, to take care of the poor, to have running water, and that actually created our golden age. But they're deciding to go back to what Plato wanted, and that's where we are. We're not in the shadow of this anymore. We're not in the planning phases. We're now in the future, with those evil visions of the past, now manifesting in the year 2020. We're now zero hour. And Klaus Schwab and the UN, the Davos Group, all admit that their plan is to be the guardians of the galaxy. They'll decide who lives and dies. This is a UN temple, a UN shrine. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Somebody get out their calculator. If there's 7.5 billion people in the world, and only 500 million are left, that's over an 80% population reduction. Wow, Hitler only killed 20 million. They want to kill billions. Step aside, Hitler. Guide reproductive systems wisely. Improving fitness and diversity, that's eugenics. They decide who can have children, who can't. That's why China had one-child policies. While they try to dumb the public down and make us as sick as possible, everything they say is the opposite of what they're actually doing when it comes to these little platitudes they put in. But they tell the truth in the first commandment and in the last commandment. Let's go to the last commandment. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. But the big trillion-dollar companies and billionaires with their slave camps in China, and Tim Cook won't even pay the workers in China enough to even have a house to live in, so most of them are homeless with engineering degrees, and they go inside, and their kids are chained up to power poles all day. Oh, the left loves that. They hate Trump because he's anti-war. Because, see, war depopulates. Maintain humanity under 500 million perpetual balance with nature. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Unite humanity with a living new language, Esperanza, the UN global language. Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason, meaning they are the gods that give us reason. They decide who the social justice warriors are. They decide what's moral. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts through the UN. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. All of us doublespeak. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Need a world government that dissolves your local government that you control, and then you can't say a damn thing to the United Nations that runs extermination operations worldwide. Balance personal rights with social duties. You don't really have any rights in Article 30 of the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It says, oh, you have all these previous ones unless we say so. Then we can take them away. Well, a right you can take is not a right at all. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. You've got it in 8 major languages of the world. Is that Cyrillic? Greek, I don't know. You've got Japanese and Chinese. You've got Arabic, Sanskrit. But over here, gives you a full breakdown. Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, Russian, English, Spanish. And then up here at the top, let these guidestones to an age of reason. Egyptian hieroglyphics, Sanskrit, classical Greek, Babylonian cuneiform. The Georgia Guidestones. Channel through stone indicates celestial pole. Horizontal slot indicates annual travel of the sun. transit of the sun. Sunbeam through the capstone marks noontime throughout the year. Author, R.C. Christian, a pseudonym for the eugenicist groups, sponsors a small group of Americans who seek the age of reason. The capsule placed 6 feet below this spot to be opened on after they've depopulated the earth. Oh, and many of them believe it's a great, wonderful thing they're doing. But really, it's all a great deception to not value humanity, to get rid of the population, to become transhumanists and actually throw off all of our humanity. Now they've revealed the deception, and now they admit it's a post-human world entirely. Physical data, overall height, 19 feet, 3 inches. Total weight, 237,746 pounds. Four major stones are 16 feet, 4 inches high, each weighing an average of 42,437 pounds, 42,000 pounds. Center stone is 16 feet, 4 inches high, weighs 20,000 plus pounds. Capstone, 9 feet, 8 inches long, 6 feet, 6 inches wide, 1 foot, 7 inches thick, weighs 24,000 plus pounds. You can read it all right there for yourself. All of this, an occultic sundial, trying to call in the power of the universe, the energy of the universe, into this place to carry out this commitment, to carry out this demand letter to humanity that we submit and that we bow down. All right. You can decide whether you want to bow down to this or whether you want to fight it. But the point is, this is the world. This is the globalist. This is their plan. This is what they're doing. And you're now inside the trap. They launched it in 2020, 30 years after this was constructed. It didn't begin with this, but this is a signpost. This is a tombstone placed over humanity if we accept this curse. Do humans hurt the earth? Absolutely. Are the globalists doing genetic engineering, human-animal cloning, toxic waste, things unspeakable? They actually believe they're going to transcend humanity. They just don't want us, the profane, to go into their new age. They must cleanse the earth before they can take over and have the future. And now they're coming with mRNA vaccines that change your DNA and make you a GMO creature. So now that they're in full control, you see the horrible nightmare they're creating that actually kills the earth. Soon there'll be 5G at this location. It's already rippling with cell towers. Wildlife's already dying. And you don't see the globalists fighting that, no. The truth is they want to play God. Everything they do is about playing God. Now let's go over here and show you some of the surveillance systems that are here as well. Let's get a wide shot of that too. Maintaining this for 30 years, tens of millions of dollars to maintain it. They've got all these surveillance cameras over there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the full Alex Jones video live from the Georgia Guidestones can be found at band.video and infowars.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.